Hey there, thoughtful listener. Are you looking for introductions to partners, investors, influencers, and clients? Well, I've had private conversations with over 2,000 leaders, asking them where their best business comes from. I've got a free video you can watch with no opt-in required, where I'll share the exact steps necessary to be 100% inbound in your industry over the next 6 to 8 months with no spam, no ads, and no sales. What I teach has worked for me for over 15 years and has helped me create 8 figures in revenue for my own companies. Just head to upmyinfluence.com and watch my free class on how to create endless high-ticket sales appointments. Also, don't forget, the Thoughtful Entrepreneur is always looking for great guests. Go to upmyinfluence.com and click on podcast. I'd love to have you. With us right now, it's Erin Andrea Krosk. Erin, it's great to have you. You are a business and leadership success coach, and you're the author of the book, From Purpose to Profit. Your website is erinandreakrosk.com. That's C-R-A-S-K-E.com. And again, to our friend that's listening to our conversation, just click on the show notes, click around, and you're going to find a direct link to Erin's website. Erin, it's great to have you.
Well, it's fantastic. Thank you very much, George, for having me.
Yes, based in the UK. So thank you so much for joining us. And tell us about the work that you do, who you serve, and kind of your impact in the world.
So as you rightly said, in the very beginning, I'm a business and leadership success coach, and I work with purpose-driven or value-driven businesses and ethical business leaders. And basically what I do, surprisingly, I help them, empower them to make their business and life less effortful.
How do we do that?
We work on our mindset. Well, basically, okay, let's start from the very beginning. Yeah. In our society and in our lives, somehow it happened that we're conditioned to take care of symptoms. We are fixing one symptom after another, and often it's like a chain of event. You have one fixed, and then another one comes on board, and you need to fix another one. Actually, the same even happens in healthcare, if you think about it. But underneath all these symptoms, always there's going to be a root cause. It's going to be a systemic issue that creates all the things that annoy us in our lives or in our business. So what I do when I work with my clients, I go and I look underneath all these symptoms to define the root cause that is the reason behind running businesses effortful. About creating all this striving and struggles and changing directions and all the stress and not knowing where to go and looking for immediate return on investment. And then if it doesn't come, you know, what we're going to do and all the thing, it just becomes like a massive steamroll. You know, all our heads is like, what am I going to do now? You know, I tried this and I tried that. It's still not working. And I still want my money back. And all that, it just creates the situation where we start running, you know, creates all the stress that is not necessary because I don't believe, and I know from my experience, that driving and building a business from this place is no good. It doesn't really help and it shouldn't be that way.
It feels awful. It's like everything that it goes against why we got into business in the first place. Exactly. So yeah, I think, you know, this sounds very aspirational. Erin, I'm curious, like if someone's identifying with what you're talking about, how can we work to start fixing this? How can we get in the flow?
Oh, that is actually very, very easy. You won't believe. It's just the tiny, tiny moment when you swap your how-to question with why. That is all that is needed. Yes, there may be multiple whys, right? It may be so you can get to the root cause. It may be looking at different things in the same time because symptoms can be different, but what is underneath all the symptoms? And in all fairness, I can just give you a little hint. So I believe that underneath business struggles, we have strategy. Strategy is the root cause of businesses, you know, often running like headless chickens, simply because there's no direction they can take. In leadership, it's self-concept. It's not about, again, how to be a good leader or another 25 trainings I'm going to take because I want to remember, but I won't remember because I'm stressed and that's it, right? Okay. So it is a self-concept. It's how you see and feel yourself as a leader and as a capable and confident human being that you are, that you might have forgotten about. In profitability, it is a holistic and mindful approach to business because business, it's like a puzzle, right? Of a lot of different pieces. And if we want to have it worked properly, we need to look at the whole picture. It's not about only one thing or another thing. It's all together. And another thing, why I say mindful, because it's not about striving to achieve the goal. It's about improving your processes, your contribution, whatever you do on a daily basis, step by step. So you have holistic business improvement. And when it gets better on a daily basis, it's inevitable it's going to get profitable. Right? Yeah. So it is a change of mindset. It is a change of perception. But it's not scary. It's not challenging. It's not effortful. It just for somebody who wants to have a change. That's it.
Yeah. What would be a good practice that maybe we could make as part of our daily schedule or daily work, or maybe something a little bit more, you know, deeper on a weekly basis? Like if you were to say, listen, every leader needs to take time. And hopefully I think you're going to talk about, you know, these deep work principles that you're talking about, right? But like if we were to look at our schedule and really start prioritizing, you know, some of this asking questions, deeper work and, you know, and getting in clarity with who we are, that sort of thing, what would you recommend?
Well, the first thing, and again, the easiest way is to ask why. You ask why about business issues. Okay, you know what? Don't try to go deep work on yourself at the moment because you may not be used to it. Look at the business and ask about why it is underperformance. I was talking to one person recently and it was totally amazing because he's a consultant and he was invited to fix productivity issue, right? And I asked, and he said exactly how to make my team more productive. And I said, and did the client ask you why the team isn't productive in the first place, right? So instead of trying to fix productivity issue, ask why they're not productive. Instead of saying we need innovation, you're not creative enough, so why there's no creativity in the team? And when you start asking why, immediately you're going to at least get one level deeper, right? And if you fix from at least one level deeper, already you're going to see positive benefits. And with regards to your personal self-improvement, I guess the best way you can do, ask yourself question journal. You know, you had something during the day that you didn't like about yourself. Mm. Why I didn't like it? Why it happened this way? Mm. Why I liked it? You know, so you can have a balanced perspective. Just ask yourself about one little thing that was significant for you in your eyes and try to understand what was behind it.
I like that. And, you know, so again, it's like anytime, like, you know, it's like our emotions are like something's off, right? And I agree with you. Like my wife is a family therapist and her phrase is, well, that sounds like something to get curious about.
Yeah, it's exactly that. You know, because this is a very good word because curious doesn't mean judgment.
Oh, no. Right?
Curious is very generic because when we start inquiring, often we fall into self-judgment situation. Mm-hmm. And this is something you have to avoid because it's only about understanding. It doesn't mean it's bad or it's good or even worse, so you are bad. It means that you're just trying to understand. There are no labels, no emotions attached to it. So that is a very important point. Thank you.
Yeah. And so let's talk about that just as, for a second. I think that, you know, generally high achievers, you know, people that have high expectations for their output or for themselves, sometimes we're not too kind with ourselves. And maybe we don't extend ourselves the grace that we should, right? Because again, we have expectations, we have, you know, high demands for ourselves. And, you know, hopefully, you know, when things don't go our way, right, we don't blame ourselves for that, right? And we stay out of this kind of self-shaming kind of behavior, but it can be very
natural, I'd say, you know, and some of it might come down to, you know, well, your parents didn't allow you to make enough mistakes and, you know, or somehow that making mistakes was bad or something like that. Do you mind maybe just sharing some concepts around, you know, when we don't live up to our own expectations or when we do feel like, oh, well, I sure failed at that or something?
Okay, there are two things. The first one, as we probably know, or at least we heard about it, that expectations and desires are the reasons for suffering, right? So that is something to really bear in mind, that when we don't feel good about ourselves or something else or somebody else or the world, it's not because we are wrong, people are wrong, and the world is wrong, because we expect them to be different or we desire something that we can't get. So that's the first thing. And another thing, in terms of the expectations of ourselves, and we feel bad because we don't live up to our expectations, that is a very good thing to ask or to question yourself. These expectations, are they yours? Or are you conditioned to think about yourself that way? Because very often, that is actually quite fascinating, because you know that we create our own reality. Right. And very often we believe that what we think is true. That, you know what? It's not, no, there's no connection what we think and truth, because very often it actually isn't. But we condition to believe that, first of all, it's truth. And secondly, we're supposed to believe what we think. And the worst thing, we're supposed to act on what we think. Mm. Right. There's no correlation. So whatever you think you expect from yourself, because those are your expectations. So the first thing, where they're coming from, and likely you will figure out that they're not coming from you. And another thing, ask yourself whether they make sense to you. If you are in a situation that you are not judged by other people, would you do exactly the same thing as you're doing right now? Would you behave this way? Will you think this way? Assuming nobody cares, how will it make you feel? And likely you will probably figure out that, you know what, when nobody cares, and I'm living, I don't know, somewhere on an island by myself and my dog, oh, you know what, probably it's going to be different. Mm. Because it's probably not what I expect from myself, but what I believe others expect from me.
Yeah. I love it. You know, going back to some things that you were talking about earlier too, I was just thinking about this too. For folks in this same vein that maybe ruminate a bit more, maybe they have an unpleasant situation with a client or a team member or, you know, some dum-dum on social media, yeah, or something like that, right? Yeah. And we let it bother us, right? And so it's, you know, maybe we're replaying a conversation in our head. Mm-hmm. Maybe we're rehearsing what, yeah, we're supposed to say or we should have said, right? And it just, you know, it's the brain, I think, you know, trying to protect us, right? And, but I love this approach of, you know, along with getting curious about that, like if something keeps coming up for us, say, why? You know, why does this, you know, how would you phrase the why question in some of those situations?
In a very straightforward, being totally blunt again, if we talk about somebody helping themselves, I would probably say, what are you afraid of? Mm. That may be a little bit more specific, because when you mentioned that, you know, all the thoughts trying to protect us, kind of, yes, but often what they're trying to protect us from is not existent, right? It's not the real threat, it's a fictional threat. And we don't perceive that we're afraid of it because we don't think that way. And sometimes, you know, people are afraid of things that really shouldn't pose any threat to anybody. So ask yourself, what are you afraid of? That would be the first thing. And yeah, the second thing, if you have time left after journaling, assuming you did your journaling, you ask your questions, right? You're feeling better. Work on, use different techniques to stop rumination, because it's no good to anybody. If you can keep your mind empty, and this is the second part of effortlessness. The first one was mindset, when we talk about leaders and self-concept and how you perceive yourself. And the second one actually is keeping your mind empty, because that's going to help really big time.
Boy, that sounds easier said than done. I want to ask you about your book, but can you tell me just a bit about what you mean by keeping your mind empty? Because I've got one of those monkey brains, right? That's just like always like it's you wouldn't want to hear what goes on there. It is just like a nonstop cacophony.
You know what? I don't believe you would want to hear what's going on in there. So
no, you're not right. The only
one. My book has nothing to do, you know, what we just discussed, because my book was farewell, I guess, to corporate marketing as I knew it. And more importantly, it was a tribute to brands because I'm in love with brands. I love what I did. And I believe that brands are forgotten. We now have branded products. We have no brands. We have no concept of emotional branding or human connection with consumers. So it's all, again, went into this instant gratification thing. You push sales, you get money. You push sales, you get money, right? So I wanted to let people know that there is a world behind it and the world of strategy where things are different, where things are much easier, where resources are properly managed, where profitability comes together with your contribution to the business, together with your progress, something that people don't know about because surprisingly, they even call tactics strategies. So they know even understanding of the difference between the two. And the book introduces people, business people, to different types of strategies in a very easy to read, easy language, easy to, skimmable format. All you want to know about brand strategy, business communication, portfolio, growth, market entry, they're all described by as kind of bite-sized. It's like a textbook reference book for all things marketing. And yeah, so that's something that I wanted to share with the world because I believe brands deserve it.
So your book is titled From Purpose to Profit. Who needs to read the book?
Oh, those people who would like to get profit. They would like to get to profitability. Yes, I had obviously a purpose-driven, ethical businesses in mind because for them, purpose is something that is part of their foundations, business foundations. But at the same time, if you want to genuinely introduce purpose to your business because it comes with multiple benefits beyond just being a purposeful business, it comes with mental health benefits, it comes with reputational benefits, it comes with team motivation, morale benefits, it comes with many things. So if you'd like to introduce purpose to your business together with strategy, then you can definitely use this book. And even if you don't want to use purpose, fine, you're still going to get information about business strategy and how to build your brand, communicate, and all other things.
Yeah. Erin, tell me about the work that you do with clients. Like, how do you engage with people? Are you working within organizations? Do you work with individuals? What does that look like?
I work with individuals simply because I believe that your business is as good as a leadership team. Right. So I work with people who are in a position who are capable of changing the culture. They are capable to cascading a different atmosphere, different direction, and stick to this direction, by this direction to their teams. So yeah, the people that can be change makers if they so want to.
Mm-hmm. And what does that look like? Like engagement? Like if someone might be listening and are like, well, how could you help? How could we work together?
Well, the first thing, we can definitely work together if my message resonates, because that is massively important that your view of the world and your view of the business resonates with a coach that you engage with. And the second thing that there must be trust. There must be mutual chemistry because the work I do and the why question that I ask, they may sometimes feel uncomfortable. And although I really take care of the comfort, emotional comfort of my clients, everybody's different. So honesty requires trust. So that is one thing to bear in mind. And with regards to all other questions, I do have programs that focus on different things, but every program is a collection of different techniques and different tools that are sourced, from psychology, sociology, neuroscience, coaching, therapists, arts, philosophies. So it's really a combination of different things. It's like a toolbox that within every program, I can adjust it to whatever the client is looking for, right? So there's no cookie cutter approach. Programs, yeah, because there's certain logic, you know, how you go down, you go deeper, and then you go up from totally different mentality, from being a different person. But then, you know, it's not always necessary. Some people have smaller fixes, some people have something that is deeper transformation. It really depends where is the starting point and what
Yeah.
they want to achieve. Yeah.
Your website is aaronandreakrask.com. And I know you also have some free resources. Do you mind? So for someone that's been listening to our conversation, where do they go from here? What do they do next?
All information going to be in show notes. I believe that is just the easiest way because I always think, you know, when somebody says, this is my website, and then they start sell the whole website, and then start spell every letter, I was like, okay, and if somebody is driving, they're not going to stop immediately, you know, just to write down letter by letter the website. So just being mindful of where listeners may be, if they're interested, all information got to be in show notes. So you can always come back, you know, a click to, you know, on the website that is featured.
Yeah. Again, well, we've got everything all kind of linked up to our friend that's listening to our conversation. Just click in the show notes, click around. You can find that direct link, Aaron, to your website and your book. Again, Aaron Andrea Krask, business and leadership success coach and author of the book, From Purpose to Profit. Aaron, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, Josh. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Show. If you are a thoughtful business owner or professional who would like to be on this daily program, please visit upmyinfluence.com and click on podcast. We believe that every person has a message that can positively impact the world. We love our community who listens and shares our program every day. Together, we are empowering one another as thoughtful leaders. And as I mentioned at the beginning of this program, if you're looking for introductions to partners, investors, influencers, and clients, I have had private conversations with over 2,000 leaders asking them where their best business comes from. I've got a free video that you can watch right now with no opt-in or email required, where I'm going to share the exact steps necessary to be 100% inbound in your industry over the next 6 to 8 months with no spam, no ads, and no sales. What I teach has worked for me for more than 15 years and has helped me create 8 figures in revenue for my own companies. Just head to upmyinfluence.com and watch my free class on how to create endless high-ticket sales appointments. Make sure to hit subscribe so that tomorrow morning, that's right, 7 days a week, you are going to be inspired and motivated to succeed. I promise to bring positivity and inspiration to you for around 15 minutes every single day. Thanks for listening, and thank you for being a part of the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Movement.